This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, May 22. Never stop praying. Our reading comes from 1 Samuel chapter 12. The people all said to Samuel, "Pray to the Lord your God for your servants so that we will not die, for we have added to all our other sins the evil of asking for a king." "Do not be afraid," Samuel replied. "You have done all this evil, yet do not turn away from the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. Do not turn away after useless idols. They can do you no good, nor can they rescue you, because they are useless. For the sake of his great name, the Lord will not reject his people, because the Lord was pleased to make you his own. As for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you. And I will teach you the way that is good and right. But be sure to fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your heart. Consider what great things he has done for you. Yet if you persist in doing evil, both you and your king will perish." When I was in my 20s and going through some hard times, I asked my mother to pray for me. She said, "Do you mean in addition to the prayers that began before your birth and have not ceased to this day?" I hadn't realized that my mom prayed so fervently for me, and that was humbling. Samuel prayed persistently for God's people, and we do well to follow that example. Are you a persistent and fervent prayer? I can't think of anything we can do that is more pleasing to God and useful to others than prayer. Silent or internal, prayer is a miracle brought about by the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Through the voice of the Spirit, who comes to live within us, our thoughts are heard by the triune God. We can think with and talk to God about anything, at any time, and in any place. Through our thoughts, we can connect with the most powerful being in the universe, who loves us more than any other. We don't even need an introduction. God already knows us intimately. If you're looking for a dialogue with God, turn to Scripture, read a few verses, and pray whatever comes to mind. Any fears, worries, and wrongs you've done can be laid at God's feet and forgotten. Samuel and my mother were fervent and faithful prayers. Knowing that God loves us so much, how can we not pray? Pray with me. Oh God, we come to you in prayer through the work of your Spirit in us. We know that you hear us. Guide us to pray faithfully. Please fill us with your grace and peace each day. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.